the morning. We'll call the October 16th, 2012 County Council meeting to order. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. We can amend the agenda today under executive session, striking job applicants' qualifications, keeping personnel pending potential litigation, and we can also strike land acquisition.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes from October the 9th. Any corrections, questions, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Rutt.
There is no correspondence here for me.
Member of council, we have correspondence. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This morning we're joined by Mr. Mark Isaacs with the University of Delaware Agriculture Extension Program, who's here to give us an update on the program's activities. Morning.
Morning,
morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the University of Delaware, in particular the College of Ag and Natural Resources, and especially our Carville Research and Education Center, we want to thank the council for your continued support of many of our research and extension programs right out of Georgetown. As I've said each year to you all, the support that the council provides is vital. I think it's very easy to see that when you look across the federal dollars, become tighter and tighter, and local support is critical, allows us to really target issues that are specific to Sussex County. And what I wanted to do this morning was just give you a quick overview of how we spend your money, and entertain any questions that you may have. There's really four major areas that we allocate the resources that you provide. The first is in the area of cooperative extension, and those programs support our big one, 4-H, Family and Consumer Sciences, our horticulture program, and then our ag production program. And that's about $32,000, almost $600 that is allocated in that area. Then we have, we allocate about $13,300, a little over $13,300 that's targeted for Sussex County crops research programs. And that's research that are special issues that our producers are dealing with. Examples of some of the herbicide-resistant weeds that some of our producers are dealing with. And more recently, what we've been doing is allocating resources to look at improving irrigation efficiencies. As you know, the drought that we dealt with this past year was pretty devastating, and we're trying to help our producers streamline our irrigation practices so we can be the most efficient and productive. And then about $13,100, a little over that, goes to support our Sussex poultry research and diagnostic programs. And those, obviously, our Sussex diagnostic lab that's out there, Lasser Laboratory, is monumental for the poultry industry. And, you know, was pivotal in 2004 when we were dealing with avian influenza. Just a little sidebar on that, we have actually requested some support from the state this year to do some major renovations to Lasser Laboratory. That was a former USDA poultry research building that we acquired. Once the USDA decided that they were going to no longer fund the research going on out of there, and Dr. Lasher provided significant resources to renovate that lab several years ago, and we're in the phase now where we're looking for some more renovations that need to take place. Mm-hmm. So that's just a sidebar note for you all as you hear that coming in the months ahead. And then our last area is our extension safety program, which is pretty huge, and that's supporting agribility, that's supporting workplace safety, and farm and youth safety as well. And that's about $10,000. So the total is about $69,049 that the council allocates to us through a grant and aid, and we greatly appreciate it. I can promise you, as I do each year, that not a penny of that goes to main campus. It's all spent very frugally here in Sussex County to support our outreach efforts and research efforts here. So with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions that you all may have.
A Any questions of council?
Is the 4-H funded by us in the state?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, I heard a man make a comment the other day that wasn't funded by the, he didn't have a state job, but working for the 4-H. Evidently, he does. Did Dr. Lasher just die?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, we had a big loss.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't hear you mention that.
Yeah, he was 92.
I had his grandson at my place right after the funeral, 92.
Yeah, he'll be sorely missed. He was.
Yep, sure did. Did a lot for the poultry. Okay.
Any other questions from council?
No.
Mr. Lawson?
I've got what
you've got what he came for?
Yes, we can.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
All you do.
Good
thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The first item of business is proclamation for National Conflict Resolution Day. We are joined by Debbie Zistel with the Delaware Conflict Resolution Network, and we have a proclamation from the council I'd like to read. Proclamation to recognize National Conflict Resolution Day. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize events that raise awareness about social issues and through that public attention contribute to betterment of the community, the third Thursday of October is recognized as National Conflict Resolution Day and will be observed this Thursday on October 18th. The Delaware Conflict Resolution Network will hold a Conflict Resolution Day celebration on that date to honor four groups that have contributed greatly to the resolution of differences and shared success within our community. The Sussex County Senior Services CHEER, First State Community Action, the Community Legal Aid Society, and Delaware Human Relations Committee will be honored for their work to foster an environment of peaceful solutions and healthy compromise among conflicting parties. Conflict resolution includes mediation, arbitration, facilitation, and other collaborative decision-making methods in an effort to build and improve relationships. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends the Delaware Conflict Resolution Network for its works to promote peaceful solutions and hereby recognizes Thursday, October 18th, 2012, as National Conflict Resolution Day in Sussex County. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Council never needs this service. So.
I could have used, Sheriff and I could have used it about a year ago.
Joe Biden could have used it the other night.
Joe.
Beautifully written. I appreciate all of that.
He needed help.
Stretching that face of his with all that cosmetic surgery.
Here, Glenn. Help him, Glenn.
But I should have done stuff right with her. She wouldn't look so sharp.
Carrie heard the story about Biden pulling Clinton over to meet Sam Wilson at the airport.
When he came out that time?
Yeah. Okay. Biden pulled Clinton over.
Here comes the real cameraman.
Three of them sat there and talked for 5 minutes.
Joe probably said, you won't believe this.
Certainly have that.
Thank you. I really appreciate you offering the proclamation for the Delaware Conflict Resolution Network, and we invite everybody out to the event that this year will be in Sussex County over at the Epworth United Methodist Church out on Route 1 in Rehoboth, beginning at 11:30 on Thursday, and there will be lunch provided in addition to the recognition being given to the agencies that were listed. And thank you so very much. I appreciate your time
today.
Thank
you for coming today. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Where is your office?
The Delaware Center, the Delaware Conflict Resolution Network is actually sort of like a trade association. So there is a website, but all of us work at different locations. I'm the program director for the mediation program for Kent and Sussex County, and I'm located at People's Place on Airport Road.
Can you say that into the microphone? Excuse me for interrupting, so the public could hear you.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me. The Delaware Conflict Resolution Network is similar to a trade association, so we all work at different locations. There's the University of Delaware Conflict Resolution Center. The Delaware Center for Justice participates, a lot of individual mediators and arbitrators. And I'm the program director for the Center for Community Justice at People's Place in Milford. And we do mediations and conflict resolution services for both Kent and Sussex counties.
I'm glad you told me because I may have to come see you for some help. You never know.
And most of the services at our location in Milford are free. So we try to help folks before it escalates to the point of a crime.
Now, do we distribute that kind of information in the press kits when the reporters, for the reporters, are we still giving press kits to reporters?
Yes, Chip, I guess.
Chip.
If you had it in advance, you would have. Okay. Just checking. Okay, thanks. But you do that. You do that. You do the press
Anything
kit.
That we have, it's on the agenda. We'll
Thank
include.
You very much. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hope
you have a beautiful
day. Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. The next item of business is a potential ordinance relating to the fees charged by the Clerk of Peace Office. In your packet, there was a draft ordinance for you to review. And we're joined by the Honorable George Parrish, Clerk of the Peace for Sussex County, who can give us a quick, brief understanding on what this ordinance proposes to do before it can be
Good morning. Clerk of Peace George Parrish has been in the forefront of developing policies and with the concurrence of this distinguished council, saving Delaware taxpayers and certainly Sussex County taxpayers policies which will result in hundreds of thousands of dollars of savings. The one exception to that is we believe, as you currently have approved and we ask you to consider in the future, that all active military personnel be granted the Delaware resident fees without regard to legal residencies. This will affect no more than approximately 10 people, 10 applicants in the next fiscal year, and it would evidence the gratitude that Sussex County Council believes that our honorable men and women should have that are serving in our military forces. And this has been already implemented in Newcastle County and Kent County. So we're asking your approval of this and look forward to discussing this in greater detail in public hearings.
So it's just looking at the veterans and military personnel.
Active personnel.
Veterans, or just active personnel. That's it. That's
correct.
That's all the amendment is. Okay.
But it also looks at civil union, though, right?
And this would also apply to all ceremonies, all fees,
all ceremonies.
Civil unions, and any pending current and future legislation that might be enacted by our General Assembly in the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Why not go a little further and just give them free service?
Because the idea was to...
I think they're really paying a big price as it is. I mean, their salary is almost nothing. Their pay is nothing. At least when I was around, it was when I was there, but I don't suppose it's improved what you call compared to any other job you'd have.
You're waiving the fees, right?
No.
What other costs are you talking about?
He wants to cut them. He wants to make it same as Delaware would be if you lived here in Delaware. If you're out of state,
President.
That's what
he's saying.
If
you're from
okay.
whatever,
okay. Dover Air Force Base.
You're not waiving the fees. You're just bringing it Delaware rates.
Without regard to legal
how much is a Delaware?
$50.
$50.
Right now.
Correct. And obviously, if you're a military personnel and you're a resident of Delaware, this legislation will not impact you. But what the Councilman Wilson is suggesting would be a different approach.
Well, let me, David, could we have a title of this bill that would give us the ability to put it in at 50, and we can always do lesser, right? So by waiving it all together would be going the right direction during the public hearing process. So as long as it's worded properly, we might be able to address Sam's concerns at a public hearing.
Well, what we would be doing today is introducing the ordinance, and then it would go to public hearing, and if you wish to amend the draft, you can change those fees.
But now?
No. At the public hearing.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm...
So basically we could go from 50 to zero if we wanted to without having to change the title or anything right now.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Right.
Anything else, Mr. Parrish?
So, and that's inherent in the proposed ordinance if you desire to go that additional step and express your gratitude for the service of our military.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
the license fee. And
all fees, regardless of the status, civil unions, marriages, or whatever the future General Assembly may qualify the laws that apply to the citizens and taxpayers of the good state of Delaware.
Just so I understand, there are two fees associated with your services. One's the license fee, and the other is the ceremony fee.
That is correct.
Okay.
So the ceremony fee is a flat fee, or is it changed, like if I want to be on the beach at Fenwick, or if I want to be on a farm in Greenwood?
We would never discriminate against the good people of Fenwick Island versus Greenwood.
No, I'm just saying it's the same thing.
Treat all good Sussex counties the same.
You get an extra $25 if you do it off-site?
No, we, in the basis of having and reducing the taxpayer burden for the operations of the Marriage Bureau in Sussex County, any fee that is applicable to a non-Delaware resident or off-site is double what it is for the fee for a Sussex County or a Delaware resident.
So we voted on this, 4 years ago or something?
That is correct. We have reduced our deficit considerably, and resulting all these policies will result in saving Sussex County taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars from now and forward.
So quite simply, if you do the ceremony up here, it's X amount of dollars?
$50.
But if you do it in that on that farm in Greenwood, it would be $100?
For a non-Delaware resident, that is correct.
No, for a Delaware resident.
I'm confused.
Pardon?
A Delaware resident.
A Delaware resident would be $75, $25 extra for
okay.
And it'd be $150 for a non-Delaware in Greenwood.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Absolutely.
And we were not looking at mileage charges at all? That's the
flat fee. Correct.
No mileage charge?
Well, that's part of the $25, Joe.
Right.
Well, I'm just asking if there would be additional mileage charges.
And you got to understand, you will perform these on a Saturday or a Sunday many times, haven't you? I mean, you've tried to accommodate the couple that wants to get married, right?
I campaign on the premise that we offer services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I've been on the beach at midnight.
Las Vegas.
We will go anywhere within the wonderful place known as Sussex County, Delaware.
Charge overtime, George.
Sounds like Elkton, isn't that where you got married?
Delaware's, George's been on the beach a couple times at midnight, I'm sure, but not necessarily.
We're always available to serve
good
people.
We'll move right along. Anything else, Mr. Parrish?
Are we going to introduce
sir, thank you for your indulgence.
Mr. Rutt, would you please read the short title?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The short title, an ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County relating to fees charged by the clerk of the peace to perform marriage ceremonies and civil unions.
Thank you, sir. I'll introduce it.
Thank you.
Ms. Cole, introduce
it. I have a question about it, though. We're talking about a marriage bureau. What is the definition of the job of the clerk of the peace? Because some folks
Your
are
job
out.
Description, you mean?
Well, isn't this a different discussion?
It is.
This is not
it
anything
is.
To do with this.
Yeah, I'd like to look at that at some future
sure.
date, please.
George would be glad to talk to you about that.
Sure. Well, that's certainly a valid question. I mean, it's just not on the...
Maybe we could put that on the calendar for future.
I'm sure Mr. Lawson can do that for you, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Lawson?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Last administrator's report, only two items today. Item number one, there were 48,114 pounds of recycled materials received the recycled Delaware pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of June, July, August, and September 2012. Attached are reports for each month from the Delaware Solid Waste Authority. Item number two, the Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, and Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Services, or RACES, will hold a joint open house on Sunday, October 21, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. The open house will provide an opportunity for the public to meet members of these two volunteer groups serving Sussex County in times of disaster and learn about their activities as well as the function of the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. The recently renovated ham radio station will also be open for tours. For more information, contact the following at these emails, kb3hev@gmail.com or citizenscorps with an S at sussexcountyde.gov. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Susan Webb.
I have the last two resolutions that I need to get approved for the closing of our last two ARRA bonds with RD. As you know, they require a resolution. We've already done the ordinances for this debt, and this is for Oak Orchard and Angola. Any questions? I can proceed.
Please proceed.
Sussex County Council of County Government authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its sewer treatment for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And I have one for the Angola Sewer District getting ready to close those bonds. A resolution of Sussex County Council of the county government authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its sewer treatment for the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hal Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning I have one wastewater agreement for your consideration. This is Sussex County project number 8104. The village is at Herring Creek, phase two, agreement number 349-1. In this case, the developer is Mr. Thomas Briggs of Rehoboth Beach. The location of this installation will be the south side of Road 279, which is better known as Camp Arrowhead Road, serving the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to provide service for some 22 single-family dwellings. The expected sewer connection charges will be $80,146. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 15 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $10,656, with a proposed construction cost of $71,040. I have a motion if you would like.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 349-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the Villages at Herring Creek, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Villages at Herring Creek, Phase 2, located in the Angola Neck Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Could I just take a minute, Mr. Godwin, and thank him personally for his continued work on constituent service. He has done an excellent job on a number of issues for me lately, and just don't get a chance to publicly thank you, so I'll do it now.
Thank you very much for saying so. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Robert Stewart.
I can't get the thing back. I can't get it back.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, sir.
I'm here today to ask for your approval of a lease addendum to extend our existing lease with Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad Incorporated in Sussex County Council for an additional 6 months from November 1st of this year to April 30th of next year. Our current lease expires October 31st, and we went to them after we found out that our construction would be delayed on our new station, and we will not have that station completed now until about April 9th. So this lease extends it for 6 months with a month-to-month renewal. The actual terms of the lease will be the same as they are now until May 1st. If we go beyond April 30th, it will be an additional $500 per month assessed on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
We can opt out with a month's notice, and then we'll prorate it by day, however many days we're in there until we move out. But hopefully we'll be done by April 30th, and we won't need to extend it.
Hopefully so. Yeah, motion.
Yes.
And where is this place?
It's on Route 5, just north of the Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad building, about a quarter mile.
Third district.
It's in the Long Neck area,
okay.
Just north of 24 on Route 5.
It's my district.
Okay. A motion be it moved Sussex County Council approve the lease addendum for paramedic station 106 between Sussex County Council and Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad Incorporated as per the terms and conditions of the addendum.
Yes, so moved.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time and support.
Thank you. Mrs. Webb, grant request.
First one today, Delaware Express under 12 softball team.
Someone will make a motion to grant $250 from my account.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $250 from my account's bank account to the Delaware Express U-12 fast pitch softball team for tournament expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Cheer, for the Deck the Halls fundraiser, and this would be a re-sponsorship.
That in Georgetown or
yes.
All cheer?
That's this in my district.
Cheer
it's
community
just the Georgetown.
Center,
I think.
Haven't we done that like $50 a person?
Yes.
We all use it.
We
okay,
have.
Don't they bring
I think Sam should pay the whole thing.
50 each.
But don't they bring in the cheer centers from all over
yeah.
the county? To
if it's
event?
All over the county, I think we should all. Yeah.
Yeah, well, previously we've given $50 each.
It's
for
a sponsorship, but you get the wreath also.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
$50.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
$50
the grant. $250, $50 each Council Matic account to the cheer for the Deck the Halls fundraiser.
You made it cheaper on the journal. I'm glad you did.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Yeah. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Laurel Middle School for their 9th annual Red Ribbon Fall Festival for Drug Awareness.
I move that Councilman Vincent and myself will each donate $100 from our account.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Cole, to grant $200 at Laurel Middle School for the drug awareness event with $100 from his account, $100 from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Rutt, any proposed zoning ordinance introductions?
There are none.
Anything of poor counsel? There's nothing back there, Chip.
Okay. I do have a concern about source water assessment and protection program. The Citizens Technical Advisory Committee is meeting on November 7th. And one of the issues is proposed changes to Delaware's regulations governing the design, installation, operation of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems. And it's my understanding that this, if approved, could significantly increase the cost to homeowners that have private septic systems. Is there anyone on staff that can look into this and possibly provide council with a report next week so that we could take a position? Would anyone object to that?
Did you say private septic systems?
It's my understanding, the on-site wastewater treatment.
Okay.
That's not a development. That's an individual property owner.
Correct.
I heard. Homeowner.
Could we have engineering? Could we have Mr. Izzo's department? Not sure it had to be him, but somebody from that department to do that. Come back to council next week.
If you, Vance, if you hand that, I'll take a look at it and delegate it out. Yeah.
We could probably get a representative from DNREC to come and give us
that'd be nice
a reason. That's the way to get it from them. Invite them down and see if they're willing to come down some Tuesday.
Okay.
Well, and for the record, I'd like
Tuesday
to tell you a lot of folks in my district are still using cesspools. And a lot of their septics are not working. They're too close to their wells. So we have a lot of interest in that.
Okay.
And it's expensive
we'll have
nowadays
have Mr.
to
Lawson
replace them.
We'll proceed with that, and he'll come back to us.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. I did want to discuss our workload for next council meeting. Next Tuesday is fairly light. It would be a good day to consider postponing a day. I did not know about this pending information, but it may be good for you to consider postponing next meeting until the following Tuesday, which is the 30th previously scheduled meeting.
Okay.
So is using the word postponing, is that better than saying canceling?
I meant cancel. So
okay, so
cancel next Tuesday's meeting
okay.
until the following meeting on the 30th.
And what about November 6th, while we're sitting here canceling things?
Where were you, George?
Did you do that?
We did that.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
We clarified
error. Robin's mistake. We took care of
okay. I'm sorry.
Thanks, George. Bring that up again.
I'm sorry, Robin.
So we need a motion to do to...
Yes, I would suggest
cancel
a motion
next
to
meeting.
Cancel okay. next county council's meeting, which is scheduled for next Tuesday. And meet again on the 30th of October.
Okay. We'll entertain that motion. She prepares to make it. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to take the recommendation of the county administrator and to cancel next Tuesday's meeting and meet again on the next meeting is the 30th of October. Any questions on the motion?
Mm-mm.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and potential litigation.
You got it.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now going to executive session.